America? America, is this thing on? Okay, well, I couldn't leave well enough alone. And I listened back to that first podcast, and it was pretty good. And first of all, let me tell you what we're working with here. Some people care. And some people are going to want to do this, and I hope that you do this. This is a, I'm speaking into a digital voice recorder from Diasonic. It's the DDR1232. I know that sounds like a fake number, but it's not. I got it for $100 off of eBay. It's made in Korea. Hello, Korea. What's going on? And it says that it's 6 inches, but I put it up against my, well, up against Littletone, and Littletone Flaccid is about as big as this thing. And so, and yes, I am a black man, but I ain't that much of a black man. So I would say that this thing is probably about 4.5 inches, maybe 5 inches. Okay, boring enough? Well, I've decided that we are going to take a little Dumpola. But first, we're going to play a little Czar music, and we're going to talk about Czar. How does that sound? I'm the oldest man in America, people. Okay. I got a lot of dumb friends. That ain't it. There we go.
I got a lot of
people I hate. Are you people buying Czar? How come you people aren't buying Czar? I fucking blog my ass off for you people. And I think maybe only 5 or 6 of you bought this record. Maybe 7. Which, you know, for some of you, that's a lot of people that you've influenced. 7 people. You know, getting 7, 8 people to go out to the store and actually buy something. But, I get 2,000 hits a day. Just pure numbers alone, I should have a lot more people buying this record. Now, listen to this. This isn't bullshit. This is real rock and roll music. I know the kind of stuff that you people are listening to, and it's not like this. It's not good. Let's be honest. Cold fucking play doesn't have any guitars in their music. They're not playing anything like this. There's no guitar solos. They're not popping corks. Fuck Coldplay. You know, Gwyneth Paltrow was like the second ugliest girl at UC Santa Barbara. So fine. Chris Martin or whatever your fucking name is, have her. And Lord knows, you ain't wearing the pants in the family if the kid coming out is named Apple. And you're playing the piano, so who are we kidding? You're not a man. Fucking piano playing bastard. Find an apple, I'd throw it at you. But I don't have an apple because I'm a man. Men don't eat apples. Men eat pussy. That's right. Alright, back to Czar. Czar's coming to your town, USA. And you too, Canada. Walk off, Ben! I wanna get dead! Alright, hold on, we gotta get this shit ready. I wanna get dead! Oh, shit. Nice. You know, this is the new iTunes, and it's got the segue, whatever that's called, where it just blends one into the other, and I love it. Okay, let's do this over. Let's pretend like I'm a DJ. Are you guys hanging in there with me? Hold on, let's start this over. Let's hit pause. Okay. Now let's pretend that I am a rock and roll DJ. I know, this is the dumbest, lamest fucking junior high school shit in the whole wide world. Hey, crazy cat, how you doing? This is your bounce tone, coming to you from K-Fuck. Yeah, that's right, K-Fuck, where we fuck you in the head and make you listen to bad music. This is... Oh, hey! And this is the new tune from Czar. TSAR on your radio dial. Come on, everybody, and dance along with me. Put your hands together. This is the best music, ain't it? Come on, scream! That's right! The devil has come down for your children. And you can tell when he's come because the music sounds like this. That's right. Band girls' money, my friend. Band girls' money. These guys aren't fakers like all the other people you read out there. They're not phonies like all the people you buy out there. Jeff Whalen is telling you exactly where he's coming from and what he wants. And he wants the band, the girls, and the money. I think I'm pissing off my neighbors. So let's turn it down. You got the band, the girls, the money. Alright, where are we, America? We're 5 minutes into this one, and I still don't have to take a dump. So what should I do? Should I... Well, let's turn this down a little bit. Let's go into the bathroom. Let's see if we can move our bowels for the world to see. Because I know you kids watch... I know you watch Jackass. But as much as I don't care if I die, I don't really want to be hurt while I'm alive. So I don't know why I shut the door in my own house when nobody's here, except for me. Okay, people out there, I'm in my bathroom, and I'm going to put on a CD in here because you need music in every room that you are in. And, oh, I know what I can do. Maybe I can read you a little poem as we, Nice. You know the one good thing about living in LA other than all the fucking hot chicks and the beautiful weather is 103.1. How awesome is it when you turn on the radio and you hear this? Johnny Rotten, if you're out there, I love you. Steve Jones, God bless you. You're a saint. You're a fucking saint. God bless you. Whoever invented 103.1, I love you too. That's children, that's music. Music.
Congratulations. Yeah. You found Indy 103.1.
Hey, I'm with you, bro. Okay. Well, I don't know who the fuck that is, so let's put in... What do we got here? I've got Hole, I've got Bruce Springsteen, and I've got Motley Crue. Let's put in the Crue. Fucking Crue's okay. I think you guys might get lucky. I think we might be able to push this Van Cow through. Yeah, in the beginning. Oh, I'm not going to be able to read you anything, though. Okay, the pants are down. Uh-oh, are you ready for this? Oh, yeah, that was good. That was probably the first gas ever passed on a podcast. You heard it here first. History in the making, as Jay-Z would say. You know, I am so old, I remember when this album came out. Fucking shout at the devil, man. They don't make music like this anymore, and Motley Crue doesn't. Motley Crue, if you're out there, fuck you, man. What good is getting back together if you're not gonna fucking make it happen? My question. I saw you at the forum. Thank you, Kate Sullivan, for sending me to the forum. But the new stuff, I mean, Tommy, Vince, Mick, Pretty Boy, you've seen the world, and all you've got to give us is this bullshit. Fucking give it to us, man. Oh, what was that? There we go. I don't think I'm going to be able to take a dump if I'm talking to you. So, let's see here. Let me describe what's going on here. I'm in my bathroom. I just pulled down my pajama bottoms. I have sneakers on for some reason, I don't know why. You know, I really haven't gotten stoned in a week. And yet I'm acting very much, no, more gas. And I'm acting like I am stoned. So, is there weed in my system? So, of course. Have my brain cells been damaged after all these years? Yes. Oh, hold on. Nothing. Okay. Lesson number one, children, about taking a dump. Don't ever force it. Listen to the podcasting bro. I'm your podcasting bro. like your uncle that your parents didn't really think was going to have to babysit, but he did. Okay, hold on. Let's listen to Motley Crue. They take a bunch. Hold on. Still not happening. Okay, maybe we can pee a little bit. Let's see here. So I'm in my bathroom and I have tons of magazines because I hate fucking doing nothing while I am taking the dump. And so it's nice to catch up on my reading. They say Jerry Lewis used to have a little fucking office, basically, in his bathroom. Oh, here comes a little something. Open up. There it was. That was the first dump ever in a podcast. I'm pretty sure these records are accurate. Last time I looked at the podcasting record book, I didn't see anything about gas being passed or dumps being dumped or urine. Maybe some fucking kids ripped that page out of the book, but I didn't see it in there. So, if you're ever at some pub and some asshole starts saying, "Oh yeah, fucking Will Wheaton took the first dump in 2006," you can say, "Uh-uh, motherfucker. Tony Pierce in somewhere in July of 2005, listening to Motley Crue, he fucking took the first dump, and it was little. I should take a picture, because this is history. First dump, friends." Okay, should we end it there, or should we move on? Should we go on a little bit? I had a teacher who said, short stories are good, but if you can get a long story going, that's really good. I disagreed with this teacher an awful lot, but he was right about a few things. Mr. Max Schott, for those of you out there, Mr. Max Schott taught me that one. He also taught me that writer's block was a sign that said that you really shouldn't be writing. Well, I disagree with him on that one. I think writer's block, as I've written, is you fucking up. It's you not saying the things that you want to say. It's you being a pussy-ass fucking bitch. It's you worried about the fact that your friends or your family or the dudes you play fucking golf with or your fellow professors are going to say, "Oh, I noticed that you mentioned Karl Rove's name. How dare you mention Karl Rove's name? You're out of the fucking country club." Well, you know what? I would much rather some fucking uptight motherfucker at a country club or at the fucking fishing hole question what I did do as opposed to some fucking kick-ass dude who takes dumps on the internet calling me a fucking pussy-ass faggot. I really need to stop using that word. People take it the wrong way. Okay, first blush in podcasting. Here we go. Okay. Hold on. Are we still rolling?
Good.
Okay. So, let's review here. God, it is hot in L.A. It's hot because I got all the windows closed I'll be transparent because I'm a little ashamed that I'm talking into a microphone like a jackass describing all this bullshit. But I think that's it. What do we got? 14:06? We just clocked in? Okay, should we leave you with another Czar tune? I think that's a good idea. All right, now listen to me. I'm going to be pissed off at all you people if you don't buy this Czar record, because it's good, and honest to God, serious, for just a second here. When bands like Czar bleed for you, when they fucking pour their soul out, when they give you the dual guitar attack, when they have drumming and bassing, how low can you go? When they do that for you, and you kind of pussyfoot around and think about it and, you know, go on with your lives and you don't fucking buy this shit, then you're part of the problem. then you're the reason why Coldplay is on all the fucking radio stations. You're the reason why the dude from Good Charlotte gets his dick sucked by Hillary Duff. Jeff Whelan ought to be getting his fucking balls licked by Hillary Duff, not that fucking asshole. And I'm not saying that he wants that, but it should at least be offered to him by her. It should almost be demanded. Mr. Whelan, we insist that you allow Hillary Duff to lick your nads. Because the dude fucking busted for you, and what's his reward? His reward is he gets to fucking ride in a van to go to fucking Buffalo for only 10,000 people. I mean, I don't want to hear it if you don't buy the Czar record and then say that rock and roll sucks. I don't want to hear it if you don't buy two copies of the Czar record, turn on MTV, and call it bullshit. And I guess that's that. So, with that, let's go back into DJ's voice and pretend we're back on the radio. Alright, everybody, how's everything going? It's going well with me. This is Tony, and this is Rock. That's music, friend. Not that pussy ass shit you're listening to. Sing it, buddy. Sing it. Listen to that. Okay, it's 11:30 on a Thursday night. In a perfect world, you're sitting at home with your internet on, and you're listening to this. Go, buddy. And you're tapping your feet to the good music of Czar. The album's called Bands, Girls, Money. The label's TVT Records. You can download it off of fucking iTunes Store. It could be in your iPod in, 4 minutes. Or, you can go old school. You can keep it real. And you can go to the fucking store and buy it for $10. I don't care if this sounds like a commercial. If it was a commercial, it was the greatest fucking commercial ever, because I took a dump for your ass. Okay, now this is a guitar solo. I know you have not heard any fucking guitar solos on MTV. Come on, Dan Kern. Oh, shit. A little premature. Don't read into that. Never happens. I swear, baby, it never happens. Okay, are we ready yet? Guess I was wrong. Okay. Where were we again? Oh, yeah. Buy some of these fucking records. These people deserve these fucking records. Right now, Dan is playing this solo behind his back, hanging upside down, dressed up like a dominatrix dude. Okay, now just about to scream for you. Ready? Tell me fucking Blink-182 can do that. They can't. Tell me that Metallica even rocks even half as hard as this. You know you're lying. Here's the guitar. Look at, listen. Behind his back. Now he's playing with his teeth. Now his guitar's on fire. Now Mitch is putting it out with his urine. Uh-oh, the urine has gasoline in it, and it's burning on fire. Okay, well, I think that was my second podcast of all time, and I would call it a success. My colon is empty. I was able to spread the good word of TSAR. And you got to learn a little... And you got to learn a little something about life here in Hollywood. Ain't it glamorous? That's right. Well, until next time, keep your... What was it? Keep your feet on the ground and keep looking up the skirts. I love you. Good day.